Welcome. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you tonight. Jesus once with sinners numbered. That was the prelude that we heard just a little bit ago. Tonight we'll be observing the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it seems almost kind of crazy. A couple of weeks ago it was Christmas and Christmas Eve. This last Sunday we had the wise men, the magi, visiting the baby Jesus. And now, Jesus is 30 years old and he's baptized in the Jordan River. Things happen pretty quick as we work our way through the liturgical church here. When I was young, I was taught that the baptism of Jesus has absolutely nothing to do with my baptism. Absolutely nothing. It was just a great example that we should follow. And over the years, and reading God's Word, and maturing in the faith, I found out that that teaching could not be farther from the truth. And so tonight, we have not only an observance when we remember the baptism of Jesus, but we see its significance. Its significance in the life of a Christian, its significance in our faith. And we pray that God would richly bless us as we hear that word tonight. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, as I said, we heard in the prelude, 404, Jesus, once with sinners numbered. A beautiful, beautiful hymn teaching us about the significance of the baptism of Jesus. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of Vespers. That's on page 229 and following. We have a worship insert specially for tonight. Readings are on one side. The propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And before we sing, let's bow our heads for prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, born for us, circumcised and presented for us, baptized in the Jordan River for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that all of the work of Jesus, and especially His crucifixion and resurrection, have been poured out to us in the waters of holy baptism. Help us to live in the rhythm of our baptism, dying to live each and every day. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Baptized, crucified, and risen for us and for our salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 404.
Thank you. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. For bring me to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever.
We sing together our introit. Office hymn 405. Please be seated. from Joshua chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and they came to the Jordan. And he and all the people of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall still stand still in the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord, the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those flowing down toward the Sea of Araba, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God.
Spirit descended.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Matthew chapter 3. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our celebration of the baptism of our Lord comes from the Old Testament lesson read a few moments ago from the third chapter of the book of Joshua, dear friends in Christ. The annals of military history are filled with great and dramatic river crossings. In 326 BC, Alexander the Great, who had already crossed several rivers, several major geographical boundaries, divided his army in the face of the enemy and boldly crossed the river Hydaspes to win yet another stunning victory. In June of 1864, Ulysses S. Grant, first name Hiram, managed to disengage from the Confederate army at Cold Harbor. And he crossed the James River on an almost 2,000-foot pontoon bridge, and then landed with great and almost complete surprise in front of Petersburg to set in motion what would eventually become the end of the war. It is quite rightly called one of the boldest moves of Grant's career, and crossing the Hydaspes is certainly one of the feats that made Alexander great. But such glory was not for Joshua or for the people Israel. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Joshua was not commanded to cut down huge trees and build a bridge. He was not to send out foraging parties to gather a bunch of wood and build a flotilla of rafts. No, they were to look to the ark carried by the priests. They were to follow the ark, and God would have the glory. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. This plan didn't come from Joshua's military genius. In fact, if you read the book of Joshua, you find little evidence of military genius because Joshua is simply following God's orders. It was not a stratagem that the greatest generals in history would have approved of. You see, God's plan was pretty simple. A former slave will lead a nation of slaves through the River Jordan, conveniently at flood stage. The only natural barrier remaining between them and their goal, them and their destination. And the plan is that they're going to follow a box. That's it. That's God's plan. God chose what was weak in the world to shame the strong. No bridges, no boats, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. God will do the work. And He will have the glory for Himself and for His servant Joshua. He says to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And Israel listens. Israel obeys. Israel follows the box, follows the ark to the overflowing banks of the Jordan. And exactly what God had promised happens. The waters cease, the ground is dry, and the people cross over. Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. We don't boast in the created things. There is no power there. We do not boast in our own efforts to win salvation. God doesn't need our boats or our bridges. This isn't magic. Many people, even many Christian people, have a strange superstition about the waters of the Jordan River. Thousands of pilgrims and tourists every year flock to the Jordan to be baptized or rebaptized every single year. And I have heard of pastors, now this may seem crazy, but I know this for a fact. I have heard of pastors who travel to the Holy Land and they come back with a jar of water from the Jordan River, which they then mingle in their baptismal font with every baptism they do. People get downright superstitious when it comes to the waters of the Jordan. And the same thing happens, maybe to a little bit different extent, with the ark. In the movie, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, several of the characters express the opinion that real people hold, that the ark described in the Bible that we see in our text is some sort of radio for speaking to God, that the army that carries it before them will be invincible. That there is some hidden, mysterious power in the ark that in and of itself will do the deeds that we see in our text. You see, we human beings are willing to rob God of His glory in any and every way possible. With superstition, or by trying to build bridges. We want the credit. We want to make our way across the Jordan with our own efforts. Or we want to figure out the magic formula, the perfect prayer, or the right superstition to get us across. God's word, God's plans seem pretty foolish. And St. Paul would have something to say about that. Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. You see, dear friends, the power isn't in the river. Even though God did many, many miraculous signs in the waters of the Jordan, the power isn't in the ark. Even though when the feet of those who carried the ark touched the waters fled. The power isn't in your own efforts to save yourself. God hasn't commanded you to build bridges or boats. The power is in the Word. God's Word of promise. The power is in the water connected with the Word. The power is in that box, that ark, connected with God's Word, where God has promised to attach His presence among His people. The waters aren't magic. The ark isn't magic. But God attaches Himself to both as He wills for the good of His people with the power of His Word. That is the common denominator throughout the Bible in all the deeds that God does. You don't need to travel to the Holy Land and obtain a jar of water from the Jordan River to receive His cleansing. You don't need to launch an expedition to find the ark to wield God's power. Your efforts, dear friends, are not needed. The power is in the Word. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. You see, God's plans are never the kind that impress the world. A carpenter's son arrived at the same waters of the Jordan thousands of years later. Although he bore the same name, Jesus is simply the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua, he didn't come at the head of an army. In fact, he came by himself. The guy in the river had all the followers. But the word that God had for Joshua as he prepared to enter the river were also for this Jesus. Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. At the Jordan River, Jesus will exalt this man before all Israel by revealing, manifesting, epiphanying him for who he truly is. Joshua needed to be exalted from a slave among slaves into the man whom God had appointed to carry forth the work of Moses. Jesus simply needed to be revealed for who He truly is. And in the waters that day, God did this work, surprise, surprise, by His Word. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately He went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on Him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is My beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus follows the pattern of Joshua, exalted before the people by a miracle of God. But more importantly, even more importantly, the words of God Himself declare that, once again, as it did thousands of years ago, centuries ago, the very presence of God stands in the midst of the Jordan, no longer attached to the ark, but now and forever attached to the flesh of Jesus. And this new ark, God in the flesh, Jesus, God's beloved Son, will pass through the waters of the Jordan to lead His people, a nation of slaves and exiles, through the waters into the promised land. He doesn't conquer by sword, shield or spear, bridges or boats, but by dying. The plans of God are never the kind that impress the world. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. The cross is God's ultimate demonstration that His ways are foolish to the world, but yet have the power to save. He makes His Son nothing, a condemned criminal, to bring to nothing the things that are sin, death, the power of the devil. A man dying on a cross is your salvation. For at the Jordan, He submitted to the baptism of sinners, to your baptism. And there, God revealed Him to be His Son and the bearer of your sin. You see, the great deeds that the world praises and seeks out accomplish nothing next to the foolishness of the cross of Christ. Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. God doesn't command you to build bridges to get to the promised land. You are not sent forth to hew down trees with your own works or devise some great strategy for victory with your own reason. You don't need to find the right magical objects or bridge the Jordan with your own efforts to live a good life. Instead, the call is to faith. Faith worked by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same faith that Israel was called to. As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Here, in this place, you see the new Ark of the Covenant, Jesus Christ, carried by the preachers of His Word. And when you see the Ark, follow it. Follow Him. Look to the Ark. Look to Jesus. Follow Him through the waters of your baptism and into the promised land. He saves. He delivers. He will bring you safely through the waters, no matter how they rage and foam, to the promised land He has promised to give to you. This Jesus, hanging on the cross, standing in the Jordan River, resurrected and coming back, is God's beloved Son. And in Him, God is well pleased. For this Jesus has come to save you. In His name, amen. We stand for the canticle, the Magnificat, page 231. For you as incense.
And welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who comes and fights for us and saves us would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
service continues.
Concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie, top of page 233. Please stand as you're able. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed Him, your beloved Son, and anointed Him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in His name faithful to their calling as your children and inheritors with Him of everlasting life, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, God in the flesh for us. We thank you for the gift of His baptism, numbered as one with us, the sinless one to redeem sinners. We thank you that by His work, salvation is accomplished. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, help us to live each and every day in the waters of our baptism, dying to sin and rising with Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, there are many times when we cling to things that offer no hope, no promise, no certainty. Teach us to put away foolish things, crazy superstitions, and to trust in you and your word alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great physician of body and soul, you chasten and you heal. We beg you to show mercy to all of your servants who are sick or suffering this day. Especially we lay before you Ken, Devern, Levon, Lois, Mark, Caitlin, Scott, Raleigh, Connie, Vivian, Aiden, Donna, Katie, Marge, Levon, Diane, Noel and Carol, Charlotte, Celeste, Dell, Ed, Marjorie, Anna, Sherry, Bonnie, Warren, Ralph, Desi, Cleo, Harper, Greg, Martha, Mildred, Sharon, Doug, and all those that we remember in our hearts. If it be your good and gracious will, O Lord, grant healing full and complete. We commit them to your mercy and your protection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are the God of life, and you are the God that brings us through the sorrows of death. We ask you to be with and to bless all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones this day. We especially ask for your mercy upon the family of Scott Ininger as he mourns the loss of his nephew. Heavenly Father, may the words, "I am the resurrection and the life," ring in our minds and hearts today and always. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, Your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey Your commandments, and also that we, being defeated from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our closing hymn, number 394, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, 394. Welcome in the name of Jesus, baptized, and everything else for you. For you. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes if you haven't done so already. All the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have a couple of sign-up places out there. We got a big soup dinner coming up a week from Sunday. Is that right? Or 2 weeks from Sunday? 2 weeks from Sunday, I believe. Anyway, if you want to make a soup and share it, great. If you just want to come and eat soup, even better. Can use a few crackers and other goodies, so check that out. Also, the big pancake feed that we have every year, the fundraiser for pediatric cancer research and support is coming up, and that's in about 3 weeks. So check out that table. We need lots of helpers and a lot of different ways to pull that off. Something that is not in the news and notes, but is coming up very quickly, a week from Thursday, week from tomorrow, January 18th, we have an editing class put on by the radio station KNNA. That'll be at 7:30 in room 109. We have a lot of people who've said we'd like to help out with the radio, but we don't really know what we're doing and don't have that much expertise. This is a class put on by somebody that worked for years with Back to the Bible, and it'll help with editing files not only for the radio station, but for yourself, telephone ringtones, YouTube kind of stuff, any of that stuff. This is the class. It's free, 7:30 on Thursday night, January 18. Rahima? Awesome. Okay. Yeah, we have no idea what's going to happen with the snow and the forecast. And well, we know the forecast. We don't know if it'll come true. So listen to the radio, listen and check the website and those things like that. And as of right now, we're not going to call anything off on a forecast. But as of right now, everything will follow through tomorrow with Bible study at 1 o'clock and all the other Thursday school and preschool activities. But if we need to, we'll postpone for people's safety. I think that's all. Okay, have a great day and week in your baptism.